I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie
on Alice.
Speaking of posts yesterday, did you see my peppers?
I did.
Did you see my
peppers? Yeah, I actually took my post down because I wanted everybody to, and so I reposted it. Yeah, I did because I loved it so much.
Most people, I think most responses were, they thought you and I have been lying all this time, but there is no hot tub garden.
There's a hot tub garden.
Yeah. I've got a hot tub that I've never used. It's never been in working condition. That's in the last, 16 years or so. It's still there. And we came up with the idea between Jamie and I to turn it into a garden this year.
It's perfect. I mean, it grows.
Yeah, it does great.
Because it's like a composting pile, kind of. I mean, it has leaves in it and all that stuff. It's a perfect place to grow stuff.
So yesterday, I had to pick the peppers, all right? Because the peppers are going to ruin with this weather the way it is. And then I put on there that I picked a peck of pickled peppers. And had people to guess how many are in the picture.
I know, and they wanted a prize.
You can't do that with Facebook. I was going to throw a prize up there. I was going to let them join Schmidl and I down at Elitch Gardens.
Oh, you were?
For the pep parade. But Facebook, don't they ban that?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it's like a legal issue or something.
Yeah, they'll block you on that, right?
Because there's rules and stuff. Yeah, but people were guessing.
Yeah.
I know. Peppers didn't look that bad.
Yeah, well, the picture's deceiving.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You know how they weren't ready.
Well, if you get really up close on something, you can make it look good.
Oh, with all the filters, you can make everything look great.
Yeah, my peppers, they're not even worth picking. I mean, they're awful.
The green one doesn't look bad.
Yeah,
the green one sticking out.
Oh, you didn't need any?
Take it from me. I'll bring them in for you. They're all awful. I didn't need them.
Now, what do you do with peppers? You dry them out and then use them as, like, what? How do
you don't have to dry them out, but most of them are jalapeno peppers. You can just take them, slice them up, put them in, cook them, use them.
I guess they are bad. I didn't even recognize that was a jalapeno.
Yeah, it's jalapeno peppers. They're horrible.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. Mm. But I was just bringing up the post that I made yesterday.
So is that all you grew? Did you grow?
No, I had tomatoes.
Yeah, and
watermelon.
Where were those?
I have a watermelon about the size of your fist. Lisa, my wife. So last night, the weather starts to change. The weather is, you know, the wind kicks up. And when you know the front's coming through, it's going to get cold. She goes, "You got to go pick the watermelon." I just looked at her. It is not the size of your fist.
Really?
Yeah, watermelon's got to be, you know.
Yeah, that's not a watermelon.
Right. So, and I'm like, really?
It's a grape.
Go pick. And I said, do what with it? She said, we can eat it.
Slice it open.
I said, tell you what. I'm going to go get it. You're going to eat it. Maybe not.
I would have loved to have seen this thing. Why didn't you post a picture of your watermelon?
Well, I could make them look really big. I could get up close to them, you know.
Yeah.
But they're pathetic.
You know what you should do next year? I think the hot tub garden would be absolutely perfect for this. You should do pumpkins.
Yeah.
I think you could have like the world's largest pumpkin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like the size of the hot tub. That'd be epic.
My neighbors, I don't know why, but they threw some seeds down in between our houses. And this is like rock, and they didn't even try anything. I guess you can grow those without doing anything.
Yeah.
They just grow.
Oh, that's perfect for you.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no maintenance?
Nothing.
Yeah.
No, they just threw them down, and then we got big pumpkins in between our houses. I'm like, this is not HOA okay.
Wait a minute.
People are going to come in your pumpkin patch.
Yeah, I know. And it looks
they just throw
stupid.
Them down, and they grow, and they be beautiful and everything.
That's
I worked my butt off for these darn things that I have, and they're pathetic.
I'm just saying it's an idea. I feel like that's kind of foolproof.
Maybe I'll go for it.
Maybe you will.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.